Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We got another episode of Two Up and Two Down, and we're going back to season four, The Old Man. And to start things off, Chris, what's your first up here?
Yeah, The Old Man, season four. You know, about 22.5 million people watched that episode on a Thursday night. Kirschbaum and Charles wrote it. You know the deal here, America. We got to give two positives and two negatives. Always a tough challenge, but that's what we're here for. All right, my first stuff for The Old Man, it's got to be the opening scene, right? George and Jerry at Monk's. You know, George has avoided life, him just babbling on and on, Jerry just sitting there, you know, kind of, poking fun, right? A deep yawning chasm, you know, another 50 years, George, it'll be all over, right? Your misery is my pleasure. I mean, there's so much packed in that opening scene. It's unbelievable. Then obviously when Elaine comes and they discuss, you know, who are you? I'm pretty much like you, only successful. I mean, it is just ba-boom, 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 poking fun at George. And he never really gets upset. I mean, I think that's the beauty of the friendship. Not that George knows his place, but it was just so pure to what this show is. And we talk about this a lot, and boy, did they nail it in season four. So that opening scene at Monk's for me, the whole void, you know, woman talk was fantastic.
Yeah. And that's just quintessential Seinfeld right there. You know, when they're talking, you know, about their lives in general and stuff like that. So great scene, great up. So Tony, we'll go over to you. What's your first up?
Yeah, I wrote that down too. Every line of that dialogue is amazing. That's one of the best, whatever it is, 2-3 minutes of Seinfeld you're going to get. Just as Howard Mitch, he nailed it. Bam, bam, bam. I mean, everything about that scene's amazing. I love it. It's just back and forth. Jerry hits it. George, he touched on it. I don't have to reiterate it, but I just wanted to reiterate it because I loved it so much too. A lot of ups, so not a problem. He took mine. My first up is going to be the second time that Newman and Kramer return to Ron's records down on Bleecker. And they, you know, this is now the first time was good. The second time is even better. I want to call it out as my up at the second time. I loathe you. Al Jolson stinks. You emit a foul and unpleasant odor. You are nothing but a piece of crap. I just love that they get into a fight. Newman and Kramer just throw down in the record store with this guy over records. Just a great scene. Newman and Kramer together, you know, in the record store. Tobin plays that role perfectly. You know, later on, we'll see Haggerty play a similar role. Mike Haggerty, friend of the show, may rest in peace, with the, you know, the moth-written cabana wear and the vintage clothing. This is sort of that first foray into that realm with Kramer and Newman going in trying to sell the records. Love that scene. Always love that scene. It's one of my favorite Newman and Kramer back and forth, you know, where Kramer's feeding the lines and you can tell Tobin's getting more and more mad. Just such great lines there. Just that's my my first up.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a great Newman and Kramer combo there. So Chris, back to you. What's your second up?
Yeah, and hell of a job by Hirschfeld tapping Tobin Bell there. I mean, could you get a better character? Unbelievable. Second up, I'm gonna go with Sid Fields. Okay, you know, just the opening scene with him, obviously, and you know, Larry Charles, big Abbott and Costello guy, obviously an ode to that show with Sid Fields. When Jerry comes in, I mean, you know, from the agency, what, the CIA? I mean, talk about the voodoo music, the you want to change my diaper? You know, I wasn't born. I mean, he's what an old man, when I think of an old man, that's what I think of, you know, a little angry, you know, but really smart, always cracking jokes. I mean, did he put Jerry in his place, right? That's just what you do with garbage. The whole thing, I mean, that 90 seconds of just nonstop battering Jerry was phenomenal. So for me, Sid Field's opening scene when Jerry meets him, absolutely second up.
All right. Yeah. Great mention there, because I even wrote that down. The late, great Bill Irwin, who played Sid Fields there, that's a great mention. Great up. So, Tony, over to you. What's your second up?
Yeah. O'Hara's nail on everyone here, man. That's one of the best. I have that obviously written down as well. The beauty music, the CIA. I mean, he epitomizes an old man, as Chris mentioned. Listen, I'm going to go. My second up is the other conversation. George and his guy, right? Cantwell. Love it. You know, this is a kind of a callback to George in the parking garage with Kramer, you know, fearing death. And this guy's just like, hey, listen, I'm an old man. I don't fear death at all. George's like, what? You don't care? Do you have any sense of it? Do you have a brain? I mean, I think about it at my age. What am I going to do at your age? The whole thing there. And the guy just enough with you and just walks out. Great George, where George like meets his match, where he kind of sees into the future and sees this old man who just, same thing, doesn't care, is having a great time, and George just can't wrap his head around it and just crushes George's entire, you know, mindset, as Kramer kind of did in the parking garage. But this is a little bit different here, because it's an older man just being like, whatever, you know, well, you think about this, you know, the only thing about death. And George just can't believe it, can't wrap his head around it. And then at the very end, of course, the George, Mr. Cantwell, the soup, you know, didn't pay for the soup, got to slip that in there. Great scene. That's my second up.
Yeah, just like I mentioned, Bill Irwin before that, Ben Cantwell was played by Robert Downey. So another great scene and actor there. So Chris, we're gonna go over to you. We got to do downs here. What do you got for downs?
Yeah, Cantwell. How old's your guy? 87. My guy's 82. You ever think we'll make it that long? Not you, or so whatever Jerry says. So funny, but anyway. Yeah, listen, the old man, season four, and let's be honest, folks, season four general is hard to find downs. Let's be honest. So it's a challenge, but, you know, that's what we're here for. For me, I'm going to go with the goiter stuff, okay? I get it. It's funny, but it's just... with Elaine, it's just maybe it was, I know Larry Charles, literally, he it's all about darkness with him, and she's in the dark, and just I don't know. I think it went on a little too much. The Gandhi stuff, I don't, for me, I would have liked to seen her, and I get what they're doing there. You don't want to see the, but it's like, and she was kind of the lead of this whole thing with the volunteers, you know, but we got to see such interaction with the other two. It just felt like those were so elevated versus Elaine, the goiter stuff was just a little notch down. And I know that was purposely done. I get it. But when you got to nitpick a great episode, you got to nitpick. So for me, the goiter stuff, down.
Yeah, I certainly feel your sentiments there, too. So very good down, in my opinion, as well. So, Tony, over to you. What do you got for your first down?
Yeah, I wrote down impossible to find downs is what I wrote down under my down column. And to the point, I mean, what Chris just gave is a down. I actually still had as an up. I loved Elaine's reaction to the goiter lady. She does it like she does a great reaction. We don't see her, but Elaine gives us what we're supposed to see. Her voice is great. I can see where he's going, though. You got a nitpick here. I literally wrote down two downs, and I don't even think they're very big downs. This episode is that good. And as Chris mentioned, season four is that good. My first down, nitpicking, I don't like the ending with the two old guys talking. I think the episode should have just ended with George and, you know, the bald head and the Senegal lady, everyone walking in, doom, cut, done, finished. You come back to those two playing off the Jerry George conversation, bringing in the Mahat Gandhi stuff. Seemed like they needed to fill a couple of minutes. They put these two guys together. I mean, I get it. I'm nitpicking. If I'm going to give it down, it's that last 30 seconds or so where the two of them are talking. They're doing the Jerry conversation, Jerry George conversation in the beginning. But we've talked about it. Larry Charles loves to do this, loves to bring things back, loves to bring things together. And I get it. But got to give a down, and this is going to be my down, because I just think the episode is so perfect. We didn't even need that scene, and it kind of a little cheapish to kind of just like rehash that and kind of tie it together. So that's my down, that ending conversation with Fields and Cantwell.
Yeah, like you said, hard to find downs. And yeah, if you're picking that, you know, I think a lot of people may like that scene too. But anyway, that's the name of the game here. So, Chris, what do you got for your next down?
Yeah, Tony slipped in the word perfect there during a down. Very interesting foreshadowing, I suppose. Yeah, I had that as well. I mean, but that kind of tied into the goiter stuff, like, because Sid brought up, oh, she had a goiter. Like I said, enough already. So, yeah, it's tough to find downs. But you know what? And again, this is nitpicking. I hate to nitpick, but you got to nitpick. The Senegal girl, first off, Sid Fields never mentioned she was from Senegal. How did Jerry know that? And he mentioned it. He's like, she's from Senegal, like weird, wild stuff, the whole thing, right?
That's
like
a great Jerry line, the wild stuff. I love that line, wild, wild stuff.
Wild, love the line. But it was unprovoked. Like, it was unprovoked. And no way Jerry knows she's from Senegal. Give me a fucking break. No way, okay? So, and I could have used a little more of the Senegal girl. I think she didn't get enough. You know, so we'll see. But for me, the Senegal girl never mentioned, you know, again, in a show so carefully written, there's a little bit of a miss there. So second down.
Wow. You know, that total slipped by me. So, all right. Good point there. Tony, what do you got for your second down?
Yeah, you got to find downs. It's tough to find downs. I get it. Listen, I'm finding my next down is literally, and it's not even that. I mean, I'm going with Jerry's stand-up. The episode's that good. I'm going back to his original early stand-up, first stand-up, opening stand-up, a life expectancy bit. You know, like usually 30, that means you get your license at 6. You go to, you know, whatever he says there. You get married at 15. You go to Florida at 30, with 18, whatever he says, that joke. I mean, I'm finding it down. That's my down. It's not the best Jerry stand-up bit. I get it, but not great. This episode's too good. Too good to find downs anywhere else. I'm going with the Jerry stand-up bit with the life expectancy. You know, moving to Florida. That's where spring break started. You know, kind of a cheesy Jerry bit, but that's my second down.
All right. Well, thank you, Tony. So, Chris, we're going to go over to you now with your grades and your final comments on the Old Man episode. What do you got for us?
The Old Man. I can hear my partner, Mr. Sentimentality, over there. I can see where he's going with this, but it's hard to argue. It's hard to argue his premise, his thoughts. I struggled a lot finding downs in this episode, okay? But, you know, thematically, there are some downs, the goiter stuff. Elaine was there, but not there. But, I mean, it was kind of I felt like a, you know, Newman became Newman in this episode. What do you do for a living? I think that was, I mean, we didn't even touch on that. You know, the mail never stops, that whole monologue, which America loves. And Newman just brought it. He brought this episode to another level. Tobin Bell did as well. The two old guys, you're right. I do love the old lady's voice. You know, the whole thing. One of the most iconic opening scenes you'll ever get. And the ending. I mean, it was the beginning and end. I mean, to find George there with the Senegal girl doing that, like I said, that's why I wanted more of her. The Old Man is a clean A. I could have went up. Potentially a little lower. I don't think it deserved the plus. You know, Larry Charles does bring A pluses for sure. But for me, you know, we got Al Jolson here. I mean, there's a ton in this episode. And in season four, it fit in like a glove with season four. And there's going to be a lot of clean A's in season four. And this is another one of them. So A for the Old Man.
All right, there you go. And Chris, you mentioned the voice of the Mrs. Oliver, Elaine's old woman that she goes to see. That was voiced by Edie McClurg. And if you remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off, that was Mr. Rooney's secretary. So she's been in a ton.
Yeah, Mrs. Poole. Yeah, Mrs. Poole.
From,
Mrs. Poole.
You know, the
Hogan's family.
Yeah, the Hogan family.
Valerie, so, for, you know, a.k.a. Valerie.
Yep. So yeah, that's so yeah, we've got to mention her as well. She's not credited, but she comes up in the trivia. So Tony, we'll go over to you. What do you got for a grade? Are you going higher?
Yeah, listen, great pulls by both Chris there. Producer, great call there, Mrs. Poole. And listen, O'Hara literally nailed that his grade. Listen, I wrote down as my grade A, almost A plus. That's literally what I wrote down. He went, he probably had A minus. He went up. I'm going down. I agree it's not an A plus. I think it's a clean A. I think if you're going to talk about an A episode, this is the epitomizes an A episode. You're not finding it down. It's Larry Charles. It's season four. There is nothing you're going to find bad about this episode. And he mentioned something there that I didn't even really write down. And I think it's why I think it's an A, not an A plus, is Elaine. Just not enough Elaine. I mean, her reaction to the goiter, I love. She does that reaction to the goiter. But Chris's point, I mean, you're not getting enough Elaine. And to be honest, he's right about Newman carrying it. He's spot on about the opening scene being amazing. And just George, I want to dip my bald head in oil and rub it all over your body. I mean, that's as good as Seinfeld gets. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, my whole life to be trying to find a mute. And we didn't even mention this, by the way. I got to throw this in. The K-Man, it's a con. They're Funko artists. And he gets his alternative media is where he gets all his information from. Sergio Mendez can't go to the bathroom in South America. Chris touched on it, but it's Newman, we find that he's a mailman. George, I'm a quitter, great quitter, long line of quitters. Love Jerry's wild, wild stuff with the Senegal ladies. Great line by Jerry. Jerry's getting a little bit, you know, that's where Jerry, you know, you don't see that side of Jerry too often, but he throws it out there. I love it. Yeah. Old man's an A. I mean, there's no way around it. This is what, if you ask me what an A episode of Seinfeld is, I'm going to tell you the old man season four, just about as good as it gets. So we agree. We concur. That's my grade as well.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. An A for the old man. And that's why, you know, season four is so great, episodes like this. So thank you guys. And we'll see everybody at the next episode.